Welcome to Going Beyond the Bedroom. I'm your host, Natalie, and I'm thrilled to be bringing you this episode of my little podcast. Now, before we start, and as always, remember that this is not an alternative for professional therapy. So if you or someone you love needs help, contact me for expert guidance or reach out to another therapist in your local area. Over the next episodes, we'll unpack the challenges, shifts, and emerging trends in love, intimacy, relationship, sex, culture, faith, and absolutely everything in between. So let's get right into it. Welcome back to Going Beyond the Bedroom. I'm your host, Natalie, and today I'm diving into a word that gets thrown around so often that it's almost lost its meaning. Intimacy. We say we want more of it. We say we've lost it. We often confuse it with sex. But ask 10 people what intimacy actually means, and chances are you'll most likely get 10 different answers. So today I want to pull that word apart, explore what intimacy is really, and explore whether we actually lose it. And more importantly, I want to find out how we can rebuild it without falling into permanence or pressure. If you've ever said, "I feel disconnected, but I don't know why," this one's for you. Welcome to episode 8, what we talk about when we talk about intimacy. We use the same word, but we're definitely not saying the same thing. So let's start here. Intimacy is not just code for sex. But many of us grew up in environments where it was. We learned that getting intimate meant taking your clothes off, not letting someone into your inner world. And that's where the problem starts, because real intimacy is about being seen fully, without the mask. It's about emotional presence, not just physical proximity. You can lie in bed next to someone every single night and still feel like strangers. You can be having the hottest, wildest, most exhilarating sex regularly and still feel crushingly lonely. In fact, intimacy without emotional connection can feel more isolating than no intimacy at all. So let's call this out early. If your idea of intimacy is purely physical, you're really missing the bigger picture. What's the science of closeness? Why intimacy matters more than we think? Now, you know already by now, 8 episodes in, that I like to bring in the research and the science, just so that it's clear. When we experience emotional intimacy, real, safe, vulnerable connection, our brains release oxytocin, the bonding hormone. It lowers stress, regulates our nervous system, and deepens our sense of safety and attachment. But here's the other side of that coin. When we expect intimacy and don't get it, that absence triggers the brain's threat system. The same regions that light up in physical pain light up in emotional rejection. This isn't just about feelings, it's neurological, which means that when you feel that ache, when you say, "I just don't feel close anymore," your brain isn't just being dramatic. It's telling the truth. And that truth often points to something deeper than unmet needs. It points to unspoken fears. The intimacy gap and the stories we tell to survive it. Let's go there. What happens when the intimacy fades? Maybe you tell yourself, "We're just busy right now." Maybe you justify it by saying, "At least we're not fighting." Or maybe you do what so many do. You perform closeness. You still hug goodbye, you still have polite dinner conversations, you still post the anniversary picture. But inside, you feel the drift, and you quietly start to grieve it. I once worked with a couple, let's call them Sam and Renee, who were doing all the right things, date nights, parenting together, even intimacy routines. But Renee came to one session one day and said, "We touch all the time, but I actually haven't felt touched in months." In that moment, I realized it wasn't about the sex. It was about presence, emotional availability, about vulnerability. And somewhere along the way, those had become optional. The truth is, we often protect ourselves from intimacy by staying surface level. Because intimacy, real intimacy, at all times requires risk. It requires the possibility of being misunderstood, maybe even judged, of not being enough, of being seen in the places we don't always like. Why is it then that emotional intimacy feels scarier than sex? Here's what most people don't say out loud. For many of us, emotional intimacy is scarier than physical intimacy. Touching someone's body can feel easier than letting them into your inner world. Why? Because many of us weren't raised with models of safe vulnerability. We were taught to cope, to fix, for us Brits, to keep a stiff upper lip, to be strong. We learned that showing emotions was weakness, especially for men, and that asking for closeness made us too much, especially for women. So we retreat into independence. We become low maintenance. We stop asking to be held, not physically, but emotionally. But that doesn't make the need disappear. It just buries it deeper. And then we wonder why our relationships feel flat, or why we suddenly crave connection in all the wrong places. We need an intimacy reset, rebuilding without the pressure. But how do we shift this? How do we rebuild intimacy without it becoming another task on the emotional to-do list? Let's start with the small things. In April, I released on my social media 30 micro moves to help build intimacy and grow connection and bond. I called it Love in the Little Things. These bids for connection, called this by Dr. John Gottman, suggest that there are subtle ways that we can reach for each other. Did you see that? Can I tell you something weird? I had the strangest dream. When we share these small things with our partner, we reignite a spark of curiosity that draws them into our world. And when we ignore these bids or dismiss them, we simply chip away at trust. So rebuilding intimacy doesn't start with grand gestures. It starts with turning toward each other again and again, even slightly. Asking each other different questions, not just, "How was your day?" Instead of that, try, "When today did you feel most like yourself?" Or, "What have you been daydreaming about lately?" And if you're not ready to ask your partner these things, ask yourself. Because emotional intimacy with another person begins with emotional honesty with yourself. So where do we go from here? This conversation is only the beginning, because next season I'm going to go deeper into the messy, nuanced, often uncomfortable truths about desire, pleasure, performance, and what happens when intimacy becomes an obligation instead of an invitation. But for now, if you're listening to this and realizing, "I've been missing this kind of closeness," please know that you're not alone. I've been there. all therapists go through moments of closeness and withdrawal from their partner. Relationships require this kind of connection. But healthy ones recognize when the connection is a disconnection. There is nothing wrong with needing to reconnect. There is nothing weak about wanting to feel seen. And you are allowed to want more than just functioning. You're allowed to want real intimacy and not just interaction. It's something that all humans desire, rightfully so. So here's your Going Beyond the Bedroom invitation this week. What does intimacy mean to you? And has that changed over time? Are there moments in your relationship where you're physically close but emotionally distant? What's one small way you can turn toward connection this week without pressure and without performance? Here's a clue. Head over to my socials on Instagram at LTAS Therapy and look throughout April. You will find there my 30 micro moves that I call Love in the Little Things. Share your thoughts with me on Instagram at LTAS Therapy. Tag the episode, send me a message, or pass this on to someone who's been carrying their loneliness in silence. Because the best conversations are the ones we actually have. And join me for my final episode in season one, The Future of Love, exploring what's next for relationships. We'll unpack the rise of virtual connection, more on AI dating, non-traditional relationship structures, and ask the big question. Are traditional love stories becoming a thing of the past? Will you join me? Until next time, I dare you to keep going beyond the bedroom. If you like what you've heard so far, please subscribe, rate, and review Going Beyond the Bedroom. And if you enjoyed today's episode, do share it with a friend or comment so I can continue to bring these important conversations to life. Follow me on social media at LTAS Therapy and subscribe for intimate insights and behind-the-scenes thoughts and discussions on my B-side. Catch you next time as we rethink modern love. And until then, I dare you to go beyond the bedroom.